Good morning, everybody, from the studios of GFBS, Grand Forks' best source. Time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Standing by with us this morning in the studio, realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson. And we'll talk with Ben and a guest right after this.
Look, you're feeling cramped. Uncramp yourself. And you won't feel overwhelmed by the idea of selling your home while you buy another. And you won't come down with a case of the, oh no, what have we done? Because our network agents have the expertise to see you through the entire journey and get your family where they need to be. Now, let's go get you home.
All right, here we are. We are back at your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson, busy texting away. How are you, man? You look like you're really busy today.
Yes, I've been running around like crazy, and I'm finally here to do the podcast. I've got a great podcast for everyone out listening today. We've got a special guest from Prosperity Mortgage. He's going to be talking about how the whole programs work at Prosperity when you use a Berkshire agent.
So, okay.
Lots of programs out there. And so without further ado, I'll introduce Jeff Traeger from Prosperity Mortgage.
All right. There he is.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing today?
Real good. Thanks for having me.
Good. You know what I'm going to do, Ben? I am just going to turn it over to you.
Sure. So I wanted to have Jeff here today because Jeff is a mortgage consultant and a mortgage guy over at Prosperity Mortgage, which is a Berkshire Hathaway company that works with Berkshire Hathaway agents and pretty much everyone to help people find and secure home loans and basically do that whole process. So as a real estate agent, I work directly with lenders all the time.
Okay.
Lenders are how we make this business work because most people do have to get a loan to buy their house. Do you prefer to get a loan? So when working with lenders, we like to work with lenders that provide our customers with the best customer service, the best experience, and also provide them the best savings if they can.
Okay.
Obviously, saving the most money, being able to execute your transaction with less money down if that works for you, or to be able to use for improvements, or to look at creative financing options. That's something that is really important in this crazy market that we're having right now. You want to have a lender that's behind you that can help push you over the edge when you're in a competitive market.
And you know, things I have learned through these Berkshire Hathaway podcasts, two big words, time and hassle. And I'm guessing this will omit a lot of that.
Yes, it sure does. And it also is just something that is an extra benefit for working with a company that has, brand recognition and integrity all over the United States and the world. Obviously, a global brand like Berkshire Hathaway, being connected this way is important. And he's going to talk about some of the programs that we have. So, Jeff, I just don't know if you want to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do at Prosperity.
Sure. Yeah, I'm Jeff Traeger, Prosperity Home Mortgage, and I'm a mortgage consultant, which other companies, you'd call a loan officer. So licensed loan officer here in North Dakota and Minnesota. And, my job is to help your customers and yourself, secure financing for a home loan. Whether it be, we've got all the major products, the government-backed products, and we've got our own special, special products that we've created ourselves too and worked with CFPB and FHA and, different other backed lenders to put together some great creative, like you said, could be fast, efficient financing opportunities to help people get into their homes.
I think the biggest takeaway from this is kind of going through the different loan options that you guys have. Obviously, you have FHA, which is one category of loan that's usually government backed, right? If you want to explain that one.
Yeah. So FHA is, they were put together to help people who wouldn't normally get into homes, have a better opportunity to get into them. So they kind of back, the financing too. So it's like a double safe, I guess, is a way a little bit hard to explain. But with FHA loans, you can have a low money down. You could have a lower credit score than you would normally think you would need. And we offer pretty exclusive. I think we're the only lender that does it, although a couple are approved to do it. But we offer 100% FHA financing loan, which would mean that you qualify for FHA, and then we come in with kind of a silent second loan. So you would only need to come in with your closing costs. You would need to come in with the down payment. So there's obviously caveats to that. in that you need to qualify for it, obviously. And if you stay in the home for 5 years, then it's you don't have to pay anything on that 3.5% or 5% down that we come in with. So, it feels like there's, it really just helps people get into houses that don't have as much money to put down. So it's a pretty creative outlet for that in the FHA realm.
Right. So in addition to FHA, there's usually other types of financing. There's conventional. If you want to talk about a little bit more about your conventional products.
Yeah. So conventional, you can also, you have to put a down payment in there. Conventional usually has a little bit less requirements of documentation, and usually has the better the rate. So, but you have to be a little bit stronger of a borrower, is what we say, someone borrowing money. So you have to have a decent credit score, and your rate is determined based on your credit score as well, and how much money you're putting down, and the property and your debt to income ratio. So there's all these factors that go in, and that actually helps determine the different types of loans. If we want to steer you towards FHA, not really steer, but if you want to show you the options for FHA or conventional, if you qualify for these, we offer the VA loans, which also can have 0% down for the financing as well. But those are backed by the VA. There is USDA loans, which, you have their own requirements of being there's income limits and where you're buying the house, but USDA will back those loans as well. So again, giving people help to get into those properties, I'm getting the financing. And what we do at Prosperity is that we help find the best one for you. We out again like that 100% FHA financing. We're the ones who are helping you with that down payment there, and finding an option for you that way. And really, that's my expertise, is finding the best one for you. If you think you might have one, you're going one option, we can show you the differences, monthly payment, how much money you got to pay down, if you want to, how long you're going to be in the house kind of makes a difference in which program you want to use. Lots of different factors, and every customer is different. Every transaction's different, which is, where, you and I, Ben, come into play, is that, we really get to know our customers and can, point them in the right spot, help them make the informed decision.
Right. There are some properties by nature that are just better to be financed conventionally, because let's say that it is a rural property that has not been maintained, but that still has good value because it's an X amount of acreage, it's an X amount of square footage, and it's still a good buy for the borrower, but it may have those chipped in peeling paint and some of those requirements that USDA, VA, FHA may not allow. So you guys offer some down payment assistance, right? Which we're talking about the second mortgage.
Yeah, so that's with just the FHA, so you would need to qualify that way. And briefly touching on those, the VA, USDA, and FHA, they have those extra requirements because they want, usually, there's first-time home buyers. They want it's to protect the customer. So, conventional, usually it's a stronger profile, and in that you maybe have more money. Better ratios that, they'd say, hey, yeah, we're going to let you know that, might have chipped and peeling paint on the house, but we're going to let you get it without fixing it. Where FHA is going to be like, hey, we just want this house perfect for you. We know, and that's kind of why they have the little bit overage on that.
Yep. And that makes sense.
Yep. So it's really, some of these, the protections are all really for the customer so that they're not going to get into something that either they ultimately didn't know something wrong, or that they can't pay, or they can't fix if something, an issue, or resell it if something were to happen where you got to move. They want, really are just trying to get you into the best spot.
And I've had clients buy homes on FHA or VA or USDA, all three of them actually, where they had to go out to the property and they had to do some type of work to them because they wanted it to close. I had one client where he went over and we went over, we were slapping on paint, and thank God it was a warm day like it was today. So we were able to actually get that done. But some of those requirements that are necessary are important. What are some other good programs that Prosperity offers that are kind of unique or different?
Yeah, well, one thing is, in this market, it's obviously very competitive into getting into the, getting your offer accepted, and you might be fighting a cash offer, or otherwise, what you're coming in with the pre-approval, and the pre-approval is based on what we look at before it goes into our underwriting department, And, you know, based on your credit score, income, assets, and then any other credit issues, we just take a look at that, say, hey, we can get you pre-approved for a property. And what we do is we take that a step further, and that we will take all that information. We will run it through underwriting. We will disclose, so you can get a, what we call, if, and, you know, obviously if you are approved for it, but we can get you a commitment letter, which is stronger than a pre-approval letter. And the commitment letter has us put some skin in the game, saying, hey, we looked at all your stuff and we think you can get this loan, as long as, you know, we get an appraisal if we need one, a title, you know, clear title and insurance, so that you can get a stronger, you know, offering tool for you guys to use when you're put in the offers. So that's, you know, really, if you're fighting, you know, they got 10 offers and they're all pre-approvals, but we've got one that's got a commitment letter, then it's going to be stronger because we've got some backing into it and, you know, more eyes on it. And underwriters had looked at it and could have approved your income and assets already. So Right. That's one of the awesome things that we do, and happy to do it. I point everyone to do it right away, get you going.
Yep. So getting your commitment letter in versus the pre-approval, again, is just something that they already submitted through underwriting, right, Jeff? That's what you're saying, is they already,
yeah,
they
already submit all your, the underwriter's, yeah, signing off on it. Yep.
On the amount that you want to purchase, right? And so it actually, what really helps is it actually helps, I think, more in my opinion, to get a commitment letter, because it really outlines what your whole payment will look like based on what you can actually afford, which is really nice. So if you're looking up to 250, you know that if you get a commitment letter for 250 or something like that, you know that you're going to be good within that range in some way. I mean, 250 and below usually. Is that right, Jeff? I mean, you're going to be basically,
yeah, absolutely,
ready to go in that whole price range. And that's normally how buyers shop. They shop for the price range. And that's how it's set up on all these websites. And that's how we set it up. It's people say, I'm looking for X, Y, and Z house between 180 and 220. Well, this helps them say that, oh, okay, I am committed. I'm ready to go up to 220 no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it also, I mean, if you're trying, again, put in an offer and you've got this commitment letter, we've already looked at a lot of stuff so that you guys could write an offer for closing faster. If the sellers want to get out of their house faster, or it's, you know, empty right now, all we need to do is get the appraisal if we need it. Sometimes we don't need an appraisal, and the title and insurance. So it offers, again, that time portion. You're doing all this, work up front, so that once you have the contract in place, we're ready to go. And you can tell the sellers that, hey, we are ready to go. We can prove it with this commitment letter that, you know, we just need to look at the, you know, the property now that it's, you know, it's chosen, but everything else, you know, could be essentially verified and approved.
So there's also something really special with the appraisals going on at Prosperity Mortgage. And I think this is one of the biggest pieces that I think, I just had a client who closed and they, we went through the ringer, right? We saw many houses. We put many offers in. We had many appraisals, right? They had to pay for each appraisal.
Oh boy.
Right. And when you have to pay for an appraisal, they can range all the way up to $1,000. And so with Prosperity, there's really something special that I'll let Jeff talk about with that.
Yeah. If we're working with Berkshire Hathaway agent, you know, in Grand Forks, then we will cover the appraisal for the customer.
Wow.
So that's an incentive, that Prosperity offers. You know, this is all going back to, you know, our company model is to help the agents and help their customers, and to serve them. And that's one way that we can is, offering to do the appraisal, pay for the appraisal. And there's really no catch to it. We'll pay for it. We'll pay for rushes. The caveat's up to $1,000. You know, so we've got flyers. You know, reach out to Ben. We can get you the flyers. There's, you know, obviously some legal things on there, but you know, that's the gist of it. We will pay for the appraisal if you know you're working with the Berkshire Hathaway agent, which that means we can get it ordered sooner. You don't have to wait for the inspection because you know the sell it, you know, like you said, your borrowers aren't paying for it. So we'll take on that.
Yep. And the nice thing is that especially now, and I really respect appraisers. We need appraisers in this industry, especially for properties right now when we're really in a tough situation when it comes to the market situation with prices going really high. Sometimes we don't know if they're going to appraise. So it's nice to have those appraisers already ready to go and being able to be ready for us to get a quick close on some of those things and get the value in, because time does matter in this market for buyers. Mm-hmm. So if you have to get out of your house and you want to move and you're waiting on your next house across the country to close because you're closing on this house, it's very, very important to make all those moving parts work.
Well, again, you know, you talk about the commitment letter, the paying for appraisals, things can be done faster. You mentioned time. We mentioned hassle. To me, this just sounds like a win-win for pretty much everybody that's looking to buy or sell.
Well, and something that I think is important that everyone should understand is that this is not to come in and be a huge disruptor necessarily for Berkshire Hathaway. Mm-hmm. And this is not something that we're going to use to steer clients away. Jeff's going to work with any client that wants to work with him. That's just how it works in the industry. And I think that the really biggest thing to take away is that this is just another tool for buyers to be able to get into homes, right? Sure. And it doesn't mean that other mortgage companies can't offer similar things or that they don't. It means that really consumers should shop around, but this is just something that as a Berkshire Hathaway client, this are benefits that you can take advantage of with Prosperity Mortgage so that you can help get into the house for your dreams and the house that you need and the house that you want to get into in a lot of cases as well. So they just cover those financing options really well. Obviously, Jeff is really knowledgeable about everything mortgage related, so he can answer any questions with people's financial situations. One thing that I think that Jeff and I talked about last time is that, you know, sometimes it does take a while for clients to actually get in the ability to buy.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, sure. They have to save, they have to improve their credit score, and Jeff is the person who can help them and guide them through all that so that when they're ready to buy, sometimes it may take a year. Sometimes it takes a year and a half because you work for tip income and you need a year extra of income to be able to qualify, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff is going to help you when you're ready and be able to find the best program for you so that you can buy the house that you need.
You know, this just makes it another great tool for you realty experts at Berkshire Hathaway, no doubt about it.
Yep. And anyone who wants to try out and just see their rates, it's no obligation, of course. Same with any real estate consultation with us. It's no obligation, but just see what the Berkshire difference can do for you when you're looking for your next home, especially when you're selling your next home. Because you have to remember, when you're selling your home, you can use this program to buy your next home, right?
Okay.
You can use any of these programs if you're trying to sell.
Mm-hmm.
That could make that transaction a lot easier, right? If you have a home to sell, but you have a commitment letter from Jeff, that may make it a lot easier for you to be able to move forward on that next home. And same with the appraisal,
right?
You don't have to worry about paying an extra $800 of appraisal money when you're already trying to negotiate and sell your other home.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Luckily, things are going faster, so if you price your home right, you should be okay. So the appraisal process and everything will go a lot faster with it being paid for and everything moving forward, like FHA or VA or USDA, all the programs that we offer. I think that it'd be something really beneficial for people to check out.
And what a great time of the year to be doing this too. I mean, spring is here. It's, well, supposedly coming. This is the time of the year to buy or sell.
Yep, it is the time. It's going to be the hottest between now and probably July, I'd say. In August, you know, school kind of starts starting, so things start slowing down a little bit. People don't move as much, right? Kind of the tail end of people who wanted to move that summer are starting to think about it. And then by then we're in winter and fall. So this is the busy time to move. This is the nice time to move. Obviously all the snow melted like in 2 days.
Yeah.
So it's perfect time to get out there and get your moving trucks going because there's no ice.
You know, we've mentioned throughout this podcast, time, hassle, all that stuff. Now, I know this is going to speed things up, but again, now it's that time of the year. If you're looking to buy or sell and you're thinking, well, maybe it'll be summer or whatever, it's still not too early to get a hold of your realty expert.
Yep, and so come to us. We have experts like Jeff all the time who are able to help clients and be able to make things work where they may not have thought things could work before. But I think that Jeff, do you have anything else to add, or do you think that there's any other programs or anything else? I should probably give them your contact information too.
Yeah, my name again, Jeff Traeger. You can just Google Jeff Traeger at Prosperity Home Mortgage. My email is jeff.traeger2@phmloans.com. But you'll see me, go to my website. I usually like to talk to you before you apply now, but you can apply right then. Again, no obligation in there. You put in your information, it comes directly to me and our secure websites. And, you know, in reality, you know, based on your profile, we could get you pre-approved pretty quickly after I talk to you, like within the day, you know, within an hour. And then even I'd like to recommend, if you're thinking about purchasing this spring, fall, whenever, reach out to your real estate agent and reach out to your loan officer right away so that we can get over any hurdles that you might have even before, you know, looking for a house. So, and getting you, you know, set up to put in the best offer you can, you know, get ahead of the game. You will, you know, you'll be ahead of the other people that are trying to buy the same house you're looking at too.
And Jeff is right. It's not just being ahead of the game. You have to do that stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to be in the bank. You should have your pre-approval letter already
before you
ready
look.
To go before you even mm-hmm. look. And again, having a commitment letter is even better. Knowing that you're not going to have an appraisal is another bonus. Knowing that you're going to have the backing of a Berkshire Hathaway company to move you forward through that process too is going to be really beneficial, I think. We also offer an affinity program at Berkshire Hathaway for certain individuals. So go ahead and ask if you're qualified for that. That offers you some cash back at closing, depending on, you know, your transaction and qualifying terms, of course, too. So that's something unique to our brokerage that we offer. But I think that anyone out there looking for homes or looking to sell should definitely consult with either Jeff or I or one of your mortgage consultants, just to see what you can do for this spring and see what you can do. And obviously, Jeff would love to help you out. He gave his contact information. You can also Google my name, Ben Olson. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, really easy name. You can also do Ben Olson BHS or BHHS as well. Mm-hmm. So that's our abbreviation. And you can find me on the web. And I'll be all over social media with this, of course, interview. It's going to be big news for our market that somebody's offering this. Jeff is going to be the one to help people out if people want to check it out.
This has got to be pretty exciting for you as a realtor.
Yes.
To be able to do this. I would imagine... In some instances, it could take some of the headaches away from what you do.
Yeah, it really is just to help the client. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I can come in with a strong pre-approval letter, a strong backing from a lender who says, yep, they're good to go, and they've already done their job and vetted it, it makes my job as a realtor to find them and negotiate the right property so much easier. Because as soon as something starts happening on the mortgage side, and this does happen with deals, when mortgage side kind of falls apart, that kind of gives more negotiating power to the seller because... Mm-hmm. There's a clause usually in the purchase agreement that says it's contingent on financing.
Sure.
So, yeah. You know, if financing's not available for the buyer, the purchase agreement can get canceled. So, yeah. Obviously, you know, having a strong financial backing when you're going to purchase your home is important, and it's not something to mess around with.
No.
The other thing I think we forgot to mention is that Prosperity will match or beat any other rate.
Wow.
I think that's the last thing we forgot to mention.
Yep. There are caveats, obviously. It's for primary purchases, working with, you know, Berkshire Hathaway agents. You know, again, we're just trying to help out our agent partners. So reach out for that. We'd love to match or beat anything you've got. We need to see certain items from, you know, maybe our competitors. But our goal is really to see, you know, show you what we can do with our service, service levels with, you know, meaning time and how often, we, you know, I communicate with you, you know, and really just to, you know, show what we can do. So, you know, that paired with the appraisal, with, you know, our other vast array of programs, we really want to be full service lender for you, for, you know, real estate agents. You know, our goal is to, you know, make the transaction as easy as possible for you, efficient, and really with, you know, the best rates, you know, and fees that we can get. So.
Yep. And so Jeff is one of those people that you want to have the phone number for. So I'm just going to give them your cell phone number, Jeff. So if you get some spam, that's all right.
Sure. It's
515-979-4881. So go ahead and give Jeff a call anytime. And then my phone number is 701-318-2676. Go ahead and put Jeff and I in a group chat. we mm-hmm. both are texting people, so anyone could even just give us a text. I even actually have a listing coming up today where it's a house full of college boys. I have all of them all on Snapchat.
Oh boy!
So when Should we are showing,
yeah,
when
see we if you can't showing, get a word in there between beer pong.
Yeah, hey, we're gonna sneak in here at about 7:30 between beer pong and the bars. Just make sure you're out by then. Yeah, no. So that's kind of something that's kind of, you know, different is I do end up talking to a lot of clients through Snapchat and through a lot of other means. And it's just one of those things where, you know, when you're communicating with clients, it's whatever works best for them. And if a text is easiest, great. I know I can spell out a text in about 2 or 3 minutes if I need to. So,
all right. Exciting news. Again, Jeff Traeger with Prosperity Home Mortgage. His number 515-979-4881. And of course, realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson with Berkshire Hathaway, your biweekly podcast. Again, one more time, Ben. How do we get a hold of Berkshire Ben Olson?
Just my phone number, 701-318-2676, or you can go to benolson.grandforksfamilyrealty.com.
All right. Now, if you're looking to buy or sell and you're thinking this spring or summer, get a hold of these guys, Berkshire Ben Olson with Berkshire Hathaway. And, of course, he'll hook you up with Jeff Traeger with Prosperity Home Mortgage. Man, it's been great.
Thank you so much. Good to see you
again.
Yes.
Hopefully your day slows down a little bit for you.
Yes, it will. I'm going to be heading to the office after this.
So. All right. Well, there you go. Your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast with your realty expert, Berkshire Ben Olson, right here on GFBS.